current executive counselor and Democrat running for governor, Cindy Warmington of the Concord area. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
All right. Appreciate it. Well, you know, we're starting off here on a Tuesday, and we're not that far away from the fall elections, as you know, Cindy Warmington, but we have the primary first. And it was interesting, recently I had Kelly Ayotte, former U.S. Senator, Republican candidate for governor, as you know, on my show, and you had put out a statement that you wanted to, you offered to debate her before the primary on abortion rights. And I asked her on my show if she would debate you, and she said she would. She said she'd be happy to debate you on your past record on Big Pharma, and here's a statement from her campaign. I'm going to let you respond. If the, this is from the AI campaign, when I asked them after you said you'd debate, she, if she would early, and I love to moderate debates, and you're welcome anytime here, by the way, if the AI campaign said if the Democrats nominate such a flawed candidate, Kelly will be happy to point out Cindy's despicable record on lobbying for Purdue Pharma and promoting their dangerous lies about OxyContin, but no mention of a debate before the primary. What's your reaction to that?
Well, this all started when Kelly attacked me for telling the truth about her record on abortion. I challenged her to debate and said she could, I would bring the facts and she could bring this tale that she's been spinning. She accepted that challenge on your show, but now she's backed out. And where is she? I think that perhaps maybe she saw me on video going toe-to-toe with Governor Sununu and decided she didn't want any part of that. But I think the voters deserve to know the truth about Kelly's record. She absolutely, as a senator, was spearheading the effort to put in a national abortion ban. She helped Trump cement a majority on the Supreme Court by ushering Gorsuch around the Capitol to put him on the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. She celebrated the fall of Roe v. Wade. And now she recognizes that her very extreme anti-abortion agenda is unpopular here in New Hampshire. She's trying to rewrite history, and we're not going to let her do that. We're going to make sure the voters know that Kelly Ayotte is wrong for New Hampshire.
You know, and it's been, I think this is going to be a very big debate, issue nationally and locally, Cindy Warmington, when the elections come, the abortion rights question. Certainly it's a galvanizing, motivational issue now that it's gone to the states. New Hampshire basically has a law, my understanding currently is through the first 6 months, no restrictions, restrictions in the last 3 months only. I think Kelly Ayotte has said on my show she supports that. Are you saying that if she were elected governor, she'd work to chip that away further?
We know what Kelly's record is, and we know that Kelly can't be trusted to her word. I mean, in 2016, Kelly was so disgusted with Donald Trump that she said she couldn't even bring herself to vote for him after she saw the Access Hollywood tapes. Mm-hmm. But now, after 91 criminal charges and four indictments and three anti-abortion Supreme Court justices and a violent attempt to overturn our an election, she's all in with Donald Trump. I mean, Kelly just cannot be trusted. And on this particular issue, Kelly has been anti-abortion from the get-go. She actually spearheaded the effort in the United States Senate to bring in a national abortion ban and, again, helped cement a majority on the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. And now she's trying to rewrite history.
Right.
And I don't think that her position is believable to the people of our state. And we're just going to make sure that everyone knows the truth about what Kelly's record really is.
What's your position on this? Do you support the current law? Do you support any restrictions on abortion, even in the last trimester?
I trust women to make the right decisions in consultation with their doctors, and that's the right that women have had for the last 50 years, and I believe that's the right that women should have going forward, and I would absolutely repeal this dangerous abortion ban, which puts doctors in a terrible position of having to make decisions about just how life-threatening is this situation before they can deliver the medical care they think their patients need. Doctors having to worry about their licenses being at risk or their liberty being at risk. This abortion ban also makes it harder to recruit specialists to our state who might be worried about their liberty or their licenses being at risk, which undermines our entire maternal fetal health care system. So this abortion ban should be repealed, and it should be replaced with protections for access to safe and legal abortion in our state.
Listen to Cindy Warmington, Democrat candidate for governor, current executive council. You mentioned Donald Trump and referenced Kelly Ayotte. Governor Chris Sununu also, as you know, a counselor, had been critical of Donald Trump, now saying he'll support him, the presumptive nominee, and vote for him, as will Kelly Ayotte. What's your reaction to both the sort of the positions now that they'll support Trump?
Yeah, it's disgraceful and spineless that they are willing to put politics above the people of our state and, quite honestly, above our democracy. And most disgraceful that both of them have recognized and acknowledged publicly in the past that they recognize the threat that Donald Trump presents to our country. And yet here they are taking this position for political reasons that they're going to have to be accountable to the people of our state. But it is absolutely disgraceful.
Finish. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, and I think that we saw with Governor Sununu on George Stephanopoulos that his position is really indefensible.
Right. You mentioned that, and of course I mentioned the Michael Cohen trial in the outset. Just real quickly, I don't want to get into the national stuff, but what do you, with all the cases, the indictments, all the trials and all that, why do you think that in the ABC, CNN, and even New York Times poll that Trump is now leading in the six key battleground states over Joe Biden if he's so bad? I'm just curious. Why is he doing, maybe it's just a poll, maybe it's early, but why do you think Trump is doing better than some people would think?
I can't explain what's going on in the polls. We'll just keep an eye on them, but I believe that Joe Biden is doing a great job for our country,
right.
And I think that he is going to win this election. I think people will recognize and do recognize the threat that Donald Trump presents to our very democracy, and that that Joe Biden is going to win this election.
Let me ask you this one. You mentioned, as executive counselor, I had Governor Sununu on my show. I think it was fairly recently. It might have been when you announced you were running for governor. I asked him just your reaction. He actually was quite complimentary of you as an executive counselor. If I remember right, I don't have my notes in front of me. So he praised you for always being prepared and very sharp. And he said you were a very, complimentary to you as an executive counselor. Let me flip the coin. You as an executive counselor, now running for governor, the job Governor Sununu's had as a Democrat. How would you rate Governor Sununu's performance as governor for the past four terms?
You know, I think that we're all very fortunate to live in a really amazing state, but there are real challenges that have been neglected under this administration. And one of those is the affordable housing crisis that we find ourselves in right now. We'll be 60,000 units behind by 2030. We have an all-out assault on our public schools with a commissioner of education who is seeking to dismantle our public schools at every turn. And we have a situation where working families can no longer make ends meet. So I think that there's a lot of work that needs to be done in this state to make sure that every single Granite State family has the opportunity to thrive.
Wait, real quickly, Joyce Craig, your Democrat challenger or opponent, if you will, in the primary. Why do you think you're the best to win the primary and represent the Democrats in the governor's race? And how do you differentiate yourself from Joyce Craig? And do you think she's done an effective job as mayor of the state's largest city in the past?
So I think that even on your show, as you said, what Governor Sununu actually said about me is that I would be the formidable candidate, right? I have the statewide experience to understand the issues of our state north to south and east to west. I have experience in the state house. And most important of all, I have been the only Democrat in that room standing up for the things that we believe in and going toe-to-toe with Governor Sununu. I think I'm ready to go toe-to-toe with Kelly Ayotte and win this race in November. And I think I'm the only candidate in the race that can win against Kelly Ayotte.
Do you think Joyce Craig did a good job as mayor of the largest city?
I'm not going to judge what Joyce Craig did. I think that the best judge of that is what happened in the mayoral election last November. The Republicans ran on a, you know, do you want more of what you've had or do you want to change? And the Republicans won that race, and they won the board of mayor and aldermen as well. So I think that just speaks for itself.
And finally, Chris Pappas was on my show just a week or so, just last week. And one thing he was talking about is he's calling on President Biden with fellow Democrats to take more executive action to secure the southern border. The governor has talked about that as well here. It's become a kind of a local issue. Do you support what Representative Pappas is asking President Biden to do or not? Do you think that Biden's done a good job on the border?
I think that the border presents some real challenges to our country. And as you probably know, on the Executive Council, I have been very strong on making sure that we have strong borders. I think every country needs to have strong borders, and there's more that we can do there. But what Biden proposed was a border security bill that would have addressed the concerns of the border, and the Republicans blocked it. If Kelly Ayotte is really concerned about what's going on the border, she should call up her buddies, her Republican buddies, and tell them to get behind the border security bill.
All right, Cindy Warmington, thanks for the time this morning. Good morning, Hampshire, the pulse of an H across our listening region. We'll get you back again soon. Make it a good Tuesday.
Great, thank you.